time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today is our school district update. We're with Amy Bell. She is the principal at Castle Valley Center. A lot of excitement going on at Castle Valley Center right now. We've got the new wing that's opened up and kind of given them some extra space. All kinds of fun things that are going on for the students there. So we're going to talk about those kind of things and a few others. Amy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Great. I'm glad to be here.
So let's start with getting to know you a little bit. You said this is your first year as an administrator, as a principal at Castle Valley Center, correct? But you've been there and through other schools in the district and even over in Emory County as
Yes. I've worked in education for about 26 years, and I've worked in Emory and Carbon School District before. I've worked as a school psychologist, but I've always been able to kind of work with Castle Valley Center, especially the last 2 years, you know, as part of their school team. So I'm really thrilled to be at Castle Valley. It's kind of been a goal of mine to kind of get there and have phenomenal teachers to work with there. I'm super excited to work with them.
And I was going to reiterate, that's one thing that it seems like every administrator that comes in and says is that the staff, the faculty that they have at their schools is just top notch and second to none, really. And it sounds like it just makes your guys' job that much easier.
It makes my job very easy if I have such a great staff. It really just takes a unique teacher to be able to teach at Castle Valley Center. We have kids with some very unique needs and challenges, and they meet that so well. They're just phenomenal at what they do. They relate to the kids. They advocate for them. They're just phenomenal.
And once again, if for those that may not know, Castle Valley Center is for children with special needs and those kinds of things, correct?
Yes, our school is a special school, is what they call it, and it's for students who have significant disabilities. So they're for students who really require a high level of intensive services in order to make progress, and so they really require a lot of intensive work in multiple areas, not just reading and math, but, you know, life skills, functioning, motor skills, social skills development. So really high need, and that's why it really takes a unique teacher to be able to work there.
And one of the great things that just happened up at Castle Valley Center is you guys got a new wing that was created up there and was built up there. Let's talk about that and kind of what moved into that part of the building now.
Sure. Mike Keller, who was the previous principal, really worked to kind of get that addition. Before that, we had a couple trailers out that we had kids out in trailers, which was very difficult because some of our students have wheelchairs and, you know, difficulty walking. And so they were having to go outside and walk across, you know, snowy ground at times and up ramps. So that addition allowed us to bring, you know, put two new classrooms in that area. Plus, we also serve an adult program for adults with disabilities. We have a day treatment program that's run out of our school. And so there also we were able to expand their area, had a smaller area for them, which was a little difficult for them. So now they have a very nice area that they can come and meet and work on their goals. And it's fantastic.
And that's just kind of giving you that extra space. Plus, it's gotten rid of those portables outside.
Absolutely.
Which means a lot.
It does.
Now, with everything that's going on right now, I'm sure that there are precautions that are being taken at Castle Valley Center. And we were talking before we came on about the fact that there are even a few more that are in place at Castle Valley Center than normally just a regular school, correct?
There is. Because of our population, we do have a few students. You know, with the governor's order, there was that exception, which is if you have students with significant disabilities or disabilities that didn't allow them to wear masks or, you know, they couldn't tolerate them, they didn't have to. And so we have some of those students who can't wear the mask just because of their disability. Surprisingly, though, many of our students are doing it, many more than we thought, and they've just come, and we've appreciated our parent support in trying to help them do that. But we really are limiting visitors or even anybody in our building. We're kind of locked down. You have to call the office to get entrance. We check your temperature, which I know many schools are doing. We're really wiping and sanitizing a lot.
And just keeping tabs on who's in the building. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, making sure that everybody stays healthy. And that's a big thing, too, with the Castle Valley Center. All right. Let's talk about the fun stuff.
Sure.
Not that school isn't fun, but, you know, a lot of schools that we were discussing haven't been able to do events or assemblies and stuff like that. But since you have a smaller student body than most schools, you can. with social distancing and get them together in your gym and things like that. You were doing some, you're doing some fun stuff up there. Yoga is going on up there?
Yes, we have a community member that is coming and working weekly on a yoga, which she comes every other week, and it's kind of a mix of yoga with some song and movement, but it's been really fun and interesting. We've been able to do that. Again, we've been doing that outside. Won't be able to do that much longer outside, but we'll be able to space out in our gym. We're because of our population being small, we can space out a little more than most schools. We have an adaptive PE program that our OT PT, our occupational and physical therapists, are putting together for us this year. So really taking some of the motor skills and development and incorporating that into fun games, which is also a social aspect for our students. So they can not only develop motor skills, but they're also interacting with each other. We're doing music. We have craft time. We have another artist, Kenna Nicholson, who comes into our building and does an art class for us once a week. And so they're just really fun things. One of our goals this year as a school goal is to kind of really develop ways to community access, get out into the community, which we can't do right now. So what we're doing is we're building those in our building if we can. So we've put together a little concession stand, kind of a store, which helps our students work on waiting and ordering and communicating, making choices. And so it's all to kind of help support, you know, the skills they need to go out and to kind of be independent as they get older. That was a really fun activity. We did that a couple weeks ago. They came in, purchased at the movie theater concession stand, and then they went and watched a movie. So we're going to do that for our Halloween activities this week. They're going to get to do that same thing. So
all kinds of great stuff that's always going on up at the Castle Valley Center. Amy, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it. And good luck throughout the rest of the year. And that's and another thing that I, you know, we were talking with other students and administrators and things like that. What did it really mean to your teachers and stuff to have kids back?
I can't tell you. It still kind of gives me cold chills thinking of that first day that they come back. I have to tell you, our students were they were literally trembling with excitement because they'd been out for so long. And especially, again, for our students at our school who maybe don't have as many opportunities to socialize and access. And so they were just so thrilled. Some of them were almost in tears just coming back. Our teachers were so excited to have them and see them. It's just been tremendous to be able to get back to school.
All right. Well, we're going to let you get back to school now. How's
right.
that sound?
That'll be great.
Principal Amy Bell with Castle Valley Center, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews just like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.